This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air. Now, always always fun. And anyway, the I'm looking. You know, it's Andrea Nelson is going to join me. And when Andrea joins me, she always gives me some of the craziest stories. And I don't get them. I don't get any of them. You know why? Because it's all this pop culture stuff. Right? It's all this crazy stuff about, here, let me see. One of the stories she wants to do is how stars celebrate Mother's Day. Why do you care? They've got a boatload of money, right? There are no real limits to what they can or can't do, right? And so why do we care? And then of all the stories, I mean, I was going to get into this later, but man, I'll get into it with her. The U.S. suing North Carolina over the transgender bathroom law. And I'm on board with them. I think both sides should sue. I think it should go to the Supreme Court. I think we need to get this out of the way once and for all. Again, there's so many holes in this thing. It's one of the things they do with these. They never, ever, ever really go. They don't go back and look at these laws afterward. They don't really think them through to see. Everything is a knee-jerk reaction to something that somebody wants. And with all the things that are going on today in this world, in this country, are we serious that one of the most important things we can deal with is this? It's like up in the top three. Are we serious? Yeah, to me, a lot of this stuff should be pushed back down to the states. The states should be allowed to take care of their business and their state. Why people move there? I mean, think about it. Why do people move to a certain state, a certain area? People right now, people move to states that have open carry, right? It's legal to carry a gun openly. Some states it's easier to get a concealed weapon carry than it is with others. People move into those states as well. You don't move there so the federal government can come in and take over. If you don't like the gun laws, if you don't like what they have to offer, don't move there. That's the whole freedom, which is not afforded under socialism or communism, right? At least that's what I thought. That's what I was led to understand. Yeah, like I said, there's so much. So much of this stuff going on. So much with these, even President Oblamo came out and put a message out to the kids and said, you have got to stop complaining about everything going on, about freedom of speech, for instance. Now, I want to start back at a story I started earlier, just never got around to. And that was the 200 Jews. or 200 Jewish passengers that were removed from EasyJet on a Paris flight. Now, the biggest reason behind that is because the, you know what, in reading this story twice now, I still can't figure out why they threw him off the plane. Now they were taken off the plane by armed, now they weren't put in a concentration camp, none of that stuff. Right? I mean, you look at this stuff, you see what's happening. You see these guards getting on the plane. You're comfortable and in. This is something you've done before. What are you thinking at this point in time? Right? What do you think is happening? I'd be petrified. I'm not a guy that scares easily, but if I see all these police getting on a plane, I'm sitting on a tarmac waiting to take off, and I see them all get on the plane, well, what the heck do you think I'm thinking? They're looking for somebody armed, right? They're looking for somebody to take off the plane because they might have something on them. I'm just sitting there celebrating, or I won't say celebrating, you know, but partaking of one of my religious holy days. Now, one of the people said that they settled into their seats. The flight should take off from the runway, but it didn't. He said we sat there for close to 2 hours. Now, think about that one. So, anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the 200 Jews. Does this sound familiar to you guys? Is this scary to any of you guys? Does this make any sense to any of you guys? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. I do. Listen, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Andrea Nelson joins me.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, at if you want to get involved in the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I really do, because I know there's 30,000 other things you could be doing, you could have been doing. Yeah, there you go. There's my Boston coming out. you could have been doing, but you've chosen this show tonight, and I do appreciate it. Like she does every week, pretty much. Andrea Nelson joins me now, and we pop culture. It's a, you gotta admit, it is a perfect name for the segment, Pop Culture Crazies. No,
you don't think a lot can happen over the weekend?
Yeah, no kidding, really. A lot does happen over the weekend. You know, I got to tell you something. You've been following all this conversation about a possible third-party candidate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, not at all, or just a little bit?
I'm hearing, you know, here and there, but... I like the sound of that.
Oh, come on. Why? Because you want Hillary as president?
Because I'm absolutely not.
All right. Well, you realize that that's what happens.
No, but I'm not fully on board with Trump. So I'm sympathetic to those my fellow Republicans who, you know, are the never Trumpers. I am.
Yeah, but what about the hypocrisy? But again, I brought it up to you last time you were on, and I said I'm so tired of hearing about how people. What is it? They 1 minute they're saying that the party never listens to them, the party this, the party that, you know. And even our party, the authority figures in our party say the same thing. They say, hey, look, you know, the president doesn't listen to us. We've got to start doing the will of the people. Well, guess what? The will of the people is Donald Trump right now, whether you want to deal with it or not. So,
yeah, that made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, but
thanks for that reminder.
But how do you justify it, though? How do you say, we don't care what the will of the people is, we're smarter than you?
Well, we are.
Okay. All right, well.
I don't know how else to say it. It's just a tough one. I mean, I've never in my life experienced anything like it. I don't think anybody has, and I don't know if we ever will again. I mean, it's just,
well,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you reconcile, you know, with the Republican Party what is happening right now, but it's significant.
You know, you really, come on, you're smarter than that. The problem in the Republican Party right now and the way why people are voting for Trump and the way they're voting is because they are tired of being lied to. They are tired of being played as idiots. You know,
why isn't this happening to this extent in the Democratic Party? Because everybody, you know, the Democratic Party have plenty of candidates that lie too.
Yeah, you really want me to go down that road too?
I know.
I mean, apparently we care more about it. Okay, how's that? All right. But I mean, if you think about it, no, I don't want to do what they do. We're Republicans because we want to be different from them. But even so, you know, we've got, like I said to you, in 2014, they got everything they were supposed to, you know, they got the House and the Senate, and they've done nothing. All they've done is a symbolic vote to repeal Obamacare 62 times, waste of time, waste of money, waste of energy, waste of brain space. They need to be replaced. They all need to be replaced.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that, but I do think that the Republicans are at a significant disadvantage right now. You might be right. You know, we might care more. We might be ahead of the curve from the Democrats, but that could work not in our favor.
No, really?
Yeah. Right?
Right, but you're old enough to remember Ross Perot, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but he was an independent. It was just he barely. Nah, I mean.
Yeah, no. But my point is, he pulled enough votes. To end up, right?
Oh, barely. I mean, she got noticed, I mean, certainly, but the independent party, what was that, 10% of the vote, if that?
Yeah, but the bottom line was if George H.W. would have got the votes that Perot pulled away, he would have won. Seriously, go check your numbers. Anyway, yes, as somebody said in the chat room, we expect them to stick up for us. We expect our leaders, when we vote for them, send them there to stick up for us.
Well,
yeah, I know. Empty expectations, right?
Promises.
All right. So here, you want to talk about this thing over in North Carolina, the transgender bathroom law. So now this is going to become a clash. It needs to go to the Supreme Court, and this is all about the governor signing a bill that says you are to use the bathroom that lines up with what you were born with. See, that was pretty clean, right? The and I don't know. You know what? On this one here, I'm pretty staunch on it. You know, let's put a third bathroom in if it's that bad. If it's that much of a problem, let's put a third bathroom in. But heck, we've gone this far with it. We've gone this long with it. We've got people out of work. You know, we've got businesses leaving states. Actually, some businesses actually leaving the country. And the biggest problem that we have to deal with, the biggest thing we need to go to the Supreme Court with, is a transgender bill, right?
You know, this is something that we've talked about for years, actually. And whenever we talk about an issue that's related to this, you know, that it's usually a small group on a college campus that's pushing for, you know, unisex bathrooms, right? So really, some really extreme views, I've always thought. So until this article, this really hit home. Like, this is real. The Supreme Court, they could effectively say that for North Carolina, but consider that if it's shown as unconstitutional in North Carolina, that applies to everybody.
Sure.
Essentially, this case could apply to all 50 states that if you are denying, you know, someone's right to one or the other bathroom, that you're this is an invasion. This is denying their right, and this is huge. Like, the significance of this, when kind of hit me over the head, I thought, you know, this is always, to me, it felt like a fringe issue, and I don't think this is a fringe issue anymore. Like, potentially, I might have to go to work, and I might have to go to a shared bathroom. And I get your point about there being the third bathroom, but logistically, I don't think so. I think the Supreme Court has to decide one way or the other. You know what? Everybody has a right to go to the bathroom they choose. And I think when it comes down to it, we're going to see more and more restaurants, businesses, corporate buildings vying for just the one bathroom versus three. You know what I mean? The cost that's going to they potentially would face by doing that is, you know, ridiculous. So, are we ready?
Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Nelson joins me again from the Clover Agency like she does every week. She helps me try to understand all this pop culture crazy stuff that goes over my head at 500 miles an hour. Andrea, thanks for joining me again tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get back at it because this is a big deal. And I think I just told you a few minutes ago, I actually told you during the break that the bottom line for me with this needs to be pushed back to a states' rights issue. Okay, the federal government can't be stepping in each and every time something like this goes down where a state has, it's either the will of the people or not at this point. And this isn't just adults not being able to get over themselves. These are things that are going on with our kids that our kids don't understand, that frankly they shouldn't have to deal with at the tender ages that they're at, 8, 9, 10, whatever. I mean, am I off on this or what?
I mean, I agree with you on this. I think that this is a slippery slope. I think if North Carolina is reaching out, and saying that this is, a Supreme Court issue, I think that it's eventually going to become a national debate. And I was recently, when I read this, I thought about the one encounter that I had with, at a company that had a unisex bathroom to solve this problem. Basically, they cover all the bases. Everybody can use this one shared bathroom and everybody will be comfortable because it doesn't violate anybody's identity, right? And this is I don't know if I've shared this on the air before. Maybe I have. This is a big company. I'm not going to reveal who it is. Everybody knows this company. It's a huge corporate campus. And I went to go use the restroom because I was at a meeting here and I went to go use, and I find myself unexpectedly in this unisex bathroom. I'm thinking, are you kidding? This is the first room. I just wasn't expecting it. It was not, something. It was a first for me. It's just not something I necessarily wanted to run back and do again. It was. I was rushing to get out of there as fast as possible. And I think that there are many other Americans just like me that feel the same way right now. This is a little too much, too soon for most Americans to apply this to the entire country which inevitably you'd have to do. You know, if the Supreme Court steps in and says, you know what, is this a violation of civil rights? You know, and if they rule, you know, in favor of those who want to have that freedom to, you know, use one or the other bathroom, then you impact the entire country, every single citizen, and that's not going to feel very comfortable.
I'm going to go back to what I said before, which is this. You know, we deal with a representative government. When I move to a city, when I move to an area, I move there because of the government. I move there because of, I mean, local government. I move there because of the schools. I move there because of maybe the services they have or the way the city is laid out, town is laid out, or what have you. And, you know, here you are. The state has decided, or the people living in that state who have elected their representative government, which means they've elected people that they want to act on their behalf based on what, you know, knowing the culture, knowing the environment. And they have voted as such. They put a law in place. If you don't like the law that the state has, there are states that have open carry laws. There are states that it's virtually easy. It's easy to get a license to carry concealed. And there are states where it's impossible to get a license to carry concealed. People move for those reasons. People move to those states because they want to be part of that. I don't understand why this is any different.
Well, you know, I mean, we talked for years about marijuana and the legalization of that.
Yeah.
And that almost being a fringe issue. And now I think that's turning around. I mean, we've got more and more states who are, you know, accepting it as legal. And I don't see this as much different than that.
I do. I mean, when you look at the marijuana and you look at what it's done in places like Colorado, the first thing people go to is look how much tax dollars it's created, but look at how much aggravation it's created. You have more homeless people than they've had there in a decade all of a sudden.
But I think that most Americans don't see that yet. I think that the impact, if there's an economic impact or social impact, there are studies that suggest that. But I don't think that most Americans, those who go to the polls and would vote, are thinking that way. They're just thinking they just want to try it in their own state, or they want it to be legal for them. I don't think that you're going to see states stopping to legalize it because of that necessarily. I mean, some, the real Republicans, the real, you know, conservative states perhaps, but those purple states, I don't think so. I think we'll begin to see more and more of them.
You know, I you know what? We'll see. I mean, I look at some of these things and I think, people don't think them through. They don't see the damage it's doing. And even when they do see the damage it's doing, it's too late now, right? It's almost impossible to get them to turn this stuff around. And, you know, again, I go back to, you know, in North Carolina, the joke, a week ago when Bruce Springsteen decided he wasn't going to do his concert, Pearl Jam decided they weren't going to do their concerts. What makes them any different? What makes that any different than the Bakers? Than the photographers that won't do it based on religious reasons.
I mean, it's not. It shouldn't be.
I mean, seriously. So because your religion, you want to live by your religion, and I don't agree with you, then I'm not going to service you. Period. The hypocrisy is growing like Mount Everest. This is just craziness.
Right.
Right? And then you get all these corporations that are saying, hey, we won't come to your area. I mean, what was it? The big thing about PayPal, where I'd have to go back and get the story. But basically, they're talking against these kind of things and about human rights. And a lot of their facilities are in areas where human rights are squelched. They're squashed. They have oppressed people in those areas. And, you know, PayPal's so big, it's kind of hard to pull away from them and go somewhere else. We don't have many choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's getting to the point now where it doesn't matter what you do or how. Somehow you're going to get nipped by one of these states, one of these laws. It's just, man, we are out of control. I know that's a general statement, but we are out of control as a whole, as a society. At least that's my personal opinion. Like the story I did before you came on. I don't know if you heard it, that there was a school that was outlawing hugs. Kids couldn't hug anymore.
I don't mean, again, like, I, there are these stories
come on, really?
that to me, of course, make us laugh and think, what? No way. But it's amazing how, you know, when we started doing the stories, 3 years ago, even in just that time, 3 years, some of those real fringe stories that seemed way out there, like, what are people thinking, are really big issues today.
Oh, so, yeah. And I mean, you used to laugh at me.
Yeah.
Where you find these things.
Where you find these stories, you know, and yet they become bigger and bigger every year. So I think that that's a lesson to us. You know, I think we do need to pay attention.
Well, I was talking to you, I was talking about the stories that we were going to do when you came on, and I said, you know, this is funny because one of the things I joke about is you know, pop culture crazies, and why do we care about certain things? So what does Andrea send me? She sent me a story on how stars celebrate Mother's Day, and I go, why do I care?
I knew you were going to
right?
say that.
They've You're got, like, wait a minute, they've got millions of dollars, most of them, okay? They can do things that other mothers can't do. Why would you want to push this and put this up in somebody's face? I don't understand this.
Oh, well, I just love to put it in front of your face because I knew you would have a reaction like that. This is feel good. These photos are awesome. I mean, have you had a chance to scroll through this slideshow?
Yeah. No, they're really awesome. Let me see.
I mean, they're sweet. They're, like, very candid. There's nothing flashy or fancy about these photos. This is just mom and baby, mom or older mom and adult child. Like, this is just having a nice day, going to breakfast, like what all of us do on Mother's Day, right? We have, you know.
Yeah, but we see them all the time. Why do I want to see what they... Look, Kate Upton, the newly engaged supermodel, spent Mother's Day weekend with her mom, Shelley, who could pass for her sister. Who cares?
They're cute.
So
they
what?
This is cute.
God.
This is a cute picture. There's great. There's, you know, just pictures of the babies. You know, ones that have they posted to, you know, the moms posted to Instagram or the dads posted on behalf of the mom to Instagram. It's cute. Or there's old photos, you know, old memories of some of these, you know, adult children posting, you know, memories of, you know, them as a kid with their mom. So it's cute. I think it's sweet. And I just love to throw this kind of thing in your face. Celebrities are just real people.
Uh-huh.
Real moments.
No, really. Seriously. I'm looking at one of these pictures. Yes. Celebrities are real people. I have a $5,000 chandelier in my living room. Why don't you come over and see that? I've got some handmade furniture I've been meaning to show you over the years. Yeah. Okay, sure. And Drew Barrymore, yeah, she, look at her, it's a cute little thing with her mommy and that $3,000 tiara. Let me get my daughter's $3,000 tiara out of the closet, or attic in this case.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, alright, that's not what I'm posting, because I really don't care.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
855-732-5563. If you, you know, hop up to the chat room. You'll find it at therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. I have Andrea Nelson joins me, and she does every week. With all this, I mean, we were talking about these stories during the break. I'm telling you, we should leave the mic hot during the break. A lot going on. A lot of crazy stuff going on there as well. Andrea, how do people find you?
They can find me on my website, thecloveragency.com, or Twitter, Andrea NDLC on Twitter.
Okay. So, yeah, this was, you. My God, we go buy a lottery ticket. We agreed here. This yearbook photo misnames a student in a hijab as ISIS. I looked at that. I said, that poor person. Now, the high school is facing backlash after caption below a yearbook photo misidentified a student wearing a hijab as ISIS. The student at Los Osos High School, located in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And that was a real place. Remember, the Three Stooges used to always say, I'm going to go to Cucamonga. And I always thought that was a joke, but actually it was real. They posted the photo on Friday evening on Twitter and Facebook. The caption said didn't have her name, but instead identified her as ISIS Phillips. You know, was this a joke that went sideways?
Well, in all fairness, it appears from in their defense, I mean, this is what they said. This is the yearbook staff and the advisor. They said there really is a student at the school named ISIS Phillips, but they got, obviously, they got the name mixed up with the face, and it's super unfortunate. So assuming that that's correct, that there really is this person who's at the school, but this just isn't, this young lady is not ISIS Phillips, it's really unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. It's.
I mean, I don't know.
But I don't know. With the way our young people are today, most of them don't even know what ISIS means, I'm sure.
11th grade, 12th grade. Yeah. No, I think so.
Now, also, I told you what I would do is I would get a label of some kind, right? You know, that you could send out, that you could have the kids put it over the yearbook, you know, and maybe a new picture or just a label with the right name. Would that work, you think?
No? I mean, something. I mean, it really, I don't know how you make it right at this point, but they need to do something to make this right. This is just. Obviously, they've apologized. The advisor for Yearbook has apologized publicly. But this is bad. I mean, this poor girl is, you know, being identified for all of, in the yearbook. I mean, we all know I still have my yearbooks from high school. I can look back on. I mean, if she wants to be remembered as ISIS, it's just huge fail.
He on this one here, and you know, it's funny, nobody caught it. Not a person caught it, right? Which is, it doesn't make me feel bad anymore now when I send something out, they tell me about the misspellings that were in it anyhow.
Yeah.
This other young fella that you pulled out, the University of Missouri graduate student, Jonathan Butler, remember he grabbed national headlines last fall after embarking on a 7-day hunger strike that led to the ousting of the University of Missouri's president. Now, he's gone on a speaking tour. He's represented by celebrity talent booker All American Speakers. And why don't you tell us what the twist of this story is?
Well, he's not a stand-up character. I mean, when you get down to it, this guy is he steals things. He's denigrated
workers.
He's made troubling comments about women and drugs. I mean, it's interesting how he has been lifted up and is sort of worshipped in some circles. He's a hero, you know, for civil rights, and yet he denigrates women and he makes comments, you know, about his use of drugs and celebrating that it's concerning. So I think that, here he's gone on like public speaking tour to different universities. And
which means he's making money off of this, right?
Presumably.
Yeah.
And, you know, universities like Harvard and Duke, you know, I mean, these are not small potatoes, you know, but he's being paraded on these, on these platforms and yet, his personal behavior is questionable. So
yeah, no. When I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, you know, this is exactly the shallowness that we deal with everything on, right? We don't go look at the character of somebody. We don't take a look and see how long, I don't know how long they've been clean, if you would, you know, not in trouble with the law or what have you. But again, I look at this stuff. And I just get the biggest kick out of the fact that one of the comments here says that he's one of those kids that frequented local hotels for the morning breakfast.
Yeah, but you know what? In fairness, too, I think this happens on both sides. You know, this is the conservatives, the liberals, no matter what. You know, those who are colleges, universities appeal to, those speakers they appeal to speak, you know, on certain issues on college campuses or graduation ceremonies tend to be... you know, sometimes progressive for sure. Or, for example, I went to College of Pepperdine. The year before I graduated, I was a junior, but that graduating class, Bill Cosby came to speak. Well, we know now things about Bill Cosby that we didn't know back then, right, in the late 90s. And now I look back and I think, and I remember how proud the university was to have him as a speaker, and proud that the students were that he was there and actually.
Yeah, but you want to talk about Liam? I mean, him and Elizabeth Warren would get along fine, you know, because this kid can't find the truth with both hands. He grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. He's the son of a railroad executive whose compensation in 2014 was what? Anybody know? $8.4 million. Okay. And he's out there speaking for the poor people. It's like Hillary Clinton trying to tell us that she understands our pain when we can't make a mortgage payment.
I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah? That doesn't make it okay.
Well, but, I mean, it happens all the time, and on both sides of the aisle, by the way. I mean, where politicians who, you know, are not doing so bad for, look at Mitt Romney, not doing so bad for themselves.
Yeah, but he's open about it. He doesn't mean, I don't think he ever said, I understand your pain, or,
well,
or
I mean, I think
I was poor like you once. He wouldn't know poor.
Level he had, as a politician, you have to identify with all citizens. I mean, your job is to represent everybody, not just the upper class, not just, you know, a certain tier of citizens. No, you represent everyone, and I think that is, you know, always going to be the case. You know, you have politicians who frankly can't run unless they have a lot of money. I mean, right?
Oh, yeah. And, no, you have to have money to run a campaign. Okay. If people can't figure that one out, then we have bigger problems.
And yet, how do you reconcile that person that has a lot of money, however, and I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, but how do they identify with the small people, you know? That's a challenge that this country, that we do face in every election year.
Again, I love all this crazy stuff because when we talk about what goes on campuses, it's so far beyond me. I don't know how they get to this line of thinking. The Georgetown students are furious with the DHS secretary's graduation talk. And here's the reason why. So students at Georgetown University are very unhappy with the fact that Jay Johnson is this year's commencement speaker because his work as Obama's Secretary of Homeland Security makes undocumented students feel unsafe. Because why? He's going to expose them? Is he going to duct tape them and wait for, ICE won't pick them up anyhow? And they presented a letter earlier this week to the administration saying that their peers cannot celebrate their academic accomplishments and groundbreaking work on their own graduation because of Johnson's presence. These kids can't deal with anything.
But, I mean, am I missing something? Is there something specific?
No.
That he did?
Well, Jay Johnson helped. He worked as Obama's secretary. And, you know, we know how Homeland Security, and we know how well that's working out. So he didn't put anything in place that kept their parents, grandparents, siblings, or anybody else from getting in here. So what are they afraid of? He's not there anymore. He can't have them arrested.
Right.
So,
and is it just him? If anybody was in that position, would they feel the same way? You know? I mean, begs the question, what is it about him specifically? Or is it just that position and that possibility that they might be sent home?
Well, he spoke out against their negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even President Obama recently spoke up and said, hey, you guys have got to stop this. You've got to stop putting down free speech. You're out of your minds. You know? So,
well, that's nice. That's
well, look, okay, so 99.99% of the other stuff I don't agree with him with, but
right.
But this is one of those things where, you know, he's got to say something. He knows how much influence he still has with some of these young people. He's got to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, coming back to this, again, this is our young people not having a clue, not having an understanding of what's going on. They really don't get it. This guy can do nothing to them. This is why we need trigger warnings and safe rooms. And I think we have to go back to the old smack upside the heads. I think that kind of thing works for me. Yeah, I know. It doesn't for you. But you know what? I'm sorry. I know I'll get a lot of nasty emails about this. But we didn't raise a group of wussies that, you know, couldn't push through about anything. The majority of the generation before mine, I won't even take credit for mine, but the generation before mine, they didn't know what the word no meant. They knew how to push through things. They knew how to deal with issues. And they didn't care what you said because you were as dumb as they were. Anyway, we got to go. Tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter, Andrea NDLC, or my website, thecloveragency.com. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back at the top of the hour.